Welcome to 9-to-5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, May 6th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. There has been an increase in complaints from AirPods Pro owners saying that the earbuds are not working quite as well as they once did. One such issue making the rounds on Apple support forums is that users are noticing crackling noises coming from their earbuds. Now Apple has published two new support articles that specifically mention troubleshooting steps to try for users experiencing issues with active noise cancellation and the crackling problem. In the first support article, Apple suggests steps if your AirPods Pro are making crackling or static sounds. First, the company says you should check to make sure that your connected iOS device or Mac is up to date. And Apple also recently released new firmware for the AirPods Pro themselves, which will automatically be downloaded and installed when the AirPods are left connected to an Apple device. From there, Apple says to try isolating problems related to audio interference in your environment and to try out different audio apps. But if the problems persist, Apple says to contact their support teams. But the good news is those who have already contacted Apple support say the company is being pretty liberal in sending out replacements. So if you are experiencing these problems, there's no reason not to reach out to Apple for help. For help with active noise cancellation problems, Apple again recommends updating your operating system to the latest version. Then it says you should try cleaning the mesh of the top of the AirPods Pro using a dry cotton swab. Apple says noise cancellation performance can be impacted if the mesh gets blocked with earwax or other debris. But if you clean your AirPods Pro and active noise cancellation still seems to be working worse than it should, contact Apple support and you'll likely get a replacement. In other news, Spotify is optimistic that Apple will further open up its platforms to third-party apps, according to CEO Daniel Ek. The CEO said in an interview that long-term Spotify expects Apple to, quote, open up, but there is still a long way to go before it's, quote, an open and fair platform. Spotify last year lodged a complaint against Apple with the European Commission about the App Store, saying that Apple gives itself an unfair advantage in many different ways. Apple, of course, pushed back against Spotify's accusations, saying that Spotify wants all the benefits of being a free app in the App Store without actually being free. Bloomberg has reported that Apple is considering allowing iPhone owners to set third-party applications as defaults, but it's unknown if this will extend to music apps. But with that in mind, Apple is also rumored to be adding third-party music services to the HomePod, which could be good news for Spotify. The Spotify CEO also expressed optimism about being able to integrate Spotify with Siri, Apple Watch, and Apple TV. But these comments in particular are a bit perplexing. Spotify added integration with Siri last year, taking advantage of a new feature in iOS 13. At the same time, Spotify also released its first Apple TV app, but there was nothing preventing Spotify from releasing an Apple TV app many years ago. And as for the Apple Watch, Spotify added Siri support for Apple Watches running WatchOS 6 last month, but the app is severely lacking in features. Companies like Pandora, however, have taken advantage of new audio features in WatchOS 6, providing a better example of how to build a proper Apple Watch app with features like offline playback and streaming support. Spotify's plans for the Apple Watch are unclear. So while it seems that Spotify might be moving ahead with plans for deeper integration into the Apple ecosystem, more specific timelines are unknown, but hopefully the Apple Watch is a focal point of its plans going forward. And finally, 21 of Australia's 22 Apple stores will reopen tomorrow, May 7th at 10 a.m., following extended closures due to the coronavirus pandemic. And yesterday, Apple also reopened its only store in Austria. One notable store in Australia, located in Sydney, however, will not reopen this week. The flagship location closed in January for renovations, and it's not known if the coronavirus pandemic has impacted the renovation timeline. Apple is implementing a variety of different measures to ensure employees and customers are safe at these stores that are now reopening. Locations are offering reduced operating hours while hand sanitizer will be readily available for customers and social distancing will be encouraged, and health screenings may even be mandatory at the door. Customers are also still encouraged to shop online, if possible, instead of browsing in person, and Today at Apple sessions will not resume for the foreseeable future. And as for Apple stores in the United States, we should not expect many locations at all to open this month. While most states are in the process of implementing their own reopening plans, Apple has not yet outlined its plans for reopening in the United States just yet, and it's unclear if that timeline is even on track for May, considering some of the COVID-19 data still coming in. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at ChanceHMiller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.